Archers, 21st to 26th of April, 2002.
Tim decides to do the decent thing.
I couldn't wait to get out of that kitchen.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
The competitive granny.
I don't know what I would have done without me mum and Jill.
Oh, they're godsends, the pair of them. Mm.
You know, you shouldn't let Jennifer bother you like this.
I'm a terrible cook.
Not that bad.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
You're as good as you want to be.
Yeah, and that's good enough for me.
Well, not for me, it isn't. When Jennifer comes to eat, the food has to be the best.
Yeah, which is why we very rarely invite her and Brian to a meal. Ruth finds it too stressful.
And you don't, of course.
Well, it's only because you do.
Anyway, we couldn't avoid it today. We had to thank them for Ben's present.
What a present.
Yeah.
I mean, a car seat is one thing, but this one...
Brian wouldn't buy anything other than state-of-the-art.
It must have cost a fortune.
Of course it cost a fortune.
When Ben's old enough, I reckon he can drive the car from it.
We needed a new one, too. The old one got the Pip and Josh treatment. Wrecked.
Yeah.
There's something about a Sunday in April. The whole world opening up again.
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
Birds getting on with raising their broods.
They're not the only ones raising broods.
And the grass is coming along, isn't it? Bulking up nicely.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
I mean, if the weather's okay, it should be ready for cutting at the start of next week.
Yeah, but who's going to be carting it?
Well, I'll help, of course.
I'm not shifting that burden onto you, Dad.
I'll still help all I can.
Hopefully, Bert will be back in the next few days. And Eddie's starting this week, don't forget.
Yeah, well, just to have Bert back to share the milking will be something. I seem to spend all my time milking.
Yeah, me too, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, I can't say I'm looking forward to silaging, what with everything else.
Well, I always rather liked it. The first real harvest of the year.
Start of summer.
And now you're not making as much as we used to. Well, it's not quite such a stressful time.
Yeah, it depends, though, doesn't it? I mean, if you haven't got enough staff...
Oh, yes, I know.
So now, of course, we're flooded with milk. About 20 litres a day.
Crikey, what do you do with it all?
I'll carry on with the spoons, Cathy, if you don't mind.
Don't you want a hand?
No, I managed to... makes a cup of tea, if you like. Kettle's just boiled.
Oh, OK.
What do I do with it all? Good question. I had a nightmare the other night as I was being swept into Bolchester on a tide of milk floating on a tray. Joe and Mrs. Snell does the milking every day, but it all ends up here. I'm driven distracted sometimes, finding containers, letting the cream rise, making butter. Yeah, well, that's a chore in itself. You have to skim the cream and you have to churn it. That takes an hour. Strain the buttermilk, wash the butter, press it by hand, salt it. Well, I just don't have the time.
Can't you get Eddie to help? Or Joe?
Joking. If they're blinking ferrets more time than they give me.
Well, what about Ed?
What, Edward?
I'll say no more.
Mrs. Snell helps.
Well, that's something.
She loves it. Just what the countryside should be, she says. I think she imagines herself one of them pretty little dairy maids that's never really existed.
Oh, at least she helps.
Trouble is, the butter churn is here in our cottage, so I see a bit more of her than I'd like, really. And there's still the buttermilk to deal with. Oh, would you like some?
Well, what for?
Well, I don't know. Drink, make scones. You're the expert.
No, thanks. Sorry.
That's what everyone says.
Well, could Tom and Neil use it for the pigs?
Ah, now that is an idea. I'll ask.
Hey, clotted cream. Have you thought of clotted cream?
Yeah. I did that a while back with Joe.
Well, you'll know then. It's not nearly as much work. And it's delicious.
Not very good for my waistline, though.
Don't suppose the butter is either.
No, but you're right. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Hey, talking of dairy products...
Yeah?
What do you reckon to Helen's cheese?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Oh, have you tried it?
Yeah, she's given a bit to everyone at the dairy.
Well, what did you think?
Yeah.
Me too.
I think she is mad. It ain't never going to sell.
Oh, that's what everyone says. In private, that is, not to her face.
I won't buy it, even if I could get anyone in this house to eat blue cheese.
Oh, I'd have a go, but it's so bitter. Is bitter the word?
Bitter too.
She tells me she's off to Stoneleigh with Greg for some shooting and fishing show.
Oh, yeah.
Hot tease up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cathy. I know you didn't come in to hear me moaning on.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, you're just being nice. Come on, your turn.
Right, well, I've come to ask a favour.
If I can.
Could you look after Jamie on Wednesday night?
Wednesday night. Yeah, no problem.
Oh, I'd really appreciate it, Clary. I've been let down. Kirsty thought she could do it, but she needs to work now.
You're doing something special.
Mm-hmm. I've got a date.
A date? Wonderful. Who?
Well, you know I've been going to this dinner club.
You met him there?
Yeah, the last one. His name's Richard Campbell.
What's he like?
Very nice. Oh, quite attractive, in fact. Certainly wouldn't mind walking into the Bull with him on my arm.
Why do you need a dating club, then?
Well...
Oh, Cathy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
It's all right. I think he's very shy.
Yes, it's ironic, isn't it? No cricket last year because of the foot and mouth. And then first practice this year on Tuesday and I can't go.
Oh, why not?
Dad, Tuesday.
Oh, yes, my birthday party.
I just hope I won't be the zombie at the feast. Anyone want another drink? Ryan?
Oh, top me up, thanks.
Dad?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks. Well, I'm glad it's the women who do all the planning of birthday parties, anniversaries and so on.
You wouldn't want to do it.
No, I wouldn't.
Aren't we lucky they like doing it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
We've been sent away.
Oh, why is that?
There's been some sort of problem with the dessert.
Heather and Jill are sorting it out.
So we've been instructed to bring the coffee in.
Reverse the usual order of things.
Get us out of the way.
Where's Solly?
He's outside, walking up and down with Ben, showing him the wonders of the world.
You'd think he'd never seen a baby before.
Anyway, pudding will have to wait for a moment, Jill says.
Well, I've eaten so much, that might be a good thing.
And Bert rang David. He's feeling much better.
Ah.
Reckons he can start back during the week.
Oh, great.
Could he give me a hand?
What?
In the kitchen. See how they're doing.
Yeah, of course.
Bert reckons he's over the worst now.
Right, everyone. You all got coffee.
The game.
Yeah, that's
true. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Sooner he gets back, the better. Right, what did you... Hang on. Where's Mum and Heather?
Look, outside.
Oh, right. Two grandmums and a granddad beaming over Ben. I thought there was a crisis with the puds.
Well, Ben's put everything into perspective.
Probably caused the crisis in the first place. He's far too distracting.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. They look great, don't they?
Oh, these puds are fantastic. I didn't know we had any little pots like these.
Ramekins. I think they belong to your mum.
Anyway, shall I take them through?
Yeah, please. I'll get the grandparents.
Right.
Oh, David?
Yeah?
I've had a thought. We could ask Alistair and Elizabeth to be godparents at the birthday party.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Face-to-face rather than the phone call, you mean?
Yeah, makes it a bit more special.
Yeah, OK.
So we'll leave it till then?
Yep, fine by me.
Good. And we can ask Tim over during the week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he can help us with the leftovers. Here we are.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. Don't ask me what the disaster was.
Where are the others?
Oh, they're completely absorbed in Ben. Ruth's giving them a shout now.
Fine.
Anyway, can't I feel a lot of sympathy for her?
Who?
Tim Hathaway and Siobhan.
Oh, I think it's very sad.
Yeah. Have you seen him, Brian?
Sorry, who?
Tim Hathaway.
Sorry, I was miles away. No, I'm thinking about the development.
Oh, yes, George was telling me that... Oh, Josh.
It wasn't.
Josh, I saw you.
You don't have to stop playing. Just be careful.
Well, tell Josh not to knock it over again. Then.
Josh, let Pip build it. Then you can help bring the marbles down it.
See, Josh.
You were saying, Phil?
Oh, yes, he was telling me. He's sending off copies of the village survey to Matt Crawford and Lillian.
Yes, I know, because he told us too.
Just to give them a nudge in the right direction.
Well, he's absolutely right.
Why is that, Brad?
Well, Matt shouldn't be let off the hook. We should keep the pressure up.
That's what George is doing, then.
Yeah, well, we need more people like George on the job.
This is a bit of a turnaround, isn't it?
Well, what do you mean?
I'll take no notice of him, darling.
Well, it's just that I never expected you to be so anti the housing development.
Why?
Well, for one thing, if Matt gets what he wants, you stand to make loads of money.
So?
Well, I would have thought that that would affect your judgment.
Let me tell you something, David. Money isn't everything.
What?
Hello?
Tim, it's me.
I thought I heard someone. Hello.
Hi.
I didn't expect you.
No, I rang to let you know I was coming, but I couldn't get you.
No, my phone's been off.
I'm sorry. I did try.
You don't have to apologise. You can come and go as you like.
Can I?
Well, you have done, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
I needed some documents for my appointment with the, I needed these papers.
Fine.
Look, I found this.
What?
This.
Ah, yes. Photograph of the cottage.
Taken in April 1999.
Just after we moved in. Yeah, I remember.
2 years. Oh, no. 3 years ago, this month.
Some anniversary.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, speaking as a doctor, you don't look terribly well.
I'm fine.
You don't look it.
I'm fine. What difference does it make to you anyway?
I'm concerned.
Thanks.
So?
All right. Obviously, things aren't going terribly well at the moment.
I'm sorry.
So am I, but that's the way it goes.
Perhaps you should see someone.
I'm seeing the midwife.
Right. No problems there?
No.
I just don't like seeing you look like this.
It's nothing to do with you now, Tim. I didn't mean that to be rude.
That doesn't mean that
Tim!
Sorry. Listen, I've decided not to name him. In the divorce.
What?
I saw the solicitor last week.
Sorry for me, are you?
Oh, is there something wrong with that?
No. I'm sorry. Thanks, Tim. I really am grateful for that.
Baby Spice goes gardening.
Hayley!
Hi. I hope you don't mind me calling.
No, of course not. Come in.
Thanks.
Went in long myself. I'll go on through. I've come to ask you a favour.
Fine, but before you ask, do me a favour first.
Sure, what? Well, I bought some of Helen's cheese from Ambridge Organics. Have you tried it?
No, not yet. I've heard about it.
What have you heard?
Well, just that she's making cheese.
Oh, well, anyway, have a try. Ooh. I want to see if it's me or not.
What's you?
Well, taste it first.
Okay.
Well?
It's a bit...
Well, go on.
Not very nice.
Yeah, well, I agree. Mm. She's still got a bit of work to do on it, hasn't she?
Mm.
Would you buy it?
Not like this, I wouldn't know.
No, nor me. But do I have the nerve to tell Helen? Well, that's my problem. Would you like a drink?
Hmm. If you don't mind. Need one after that.
Yeah, well, I've got some freshly made coffee. Is that all right?
Mm, lovely, thank you.
Now, you wanted a favour.
Yes. Oh. I've come to ask if you could look after Phoebe for me.
Yes, of course.
Oh, don't jump till you've heard. It'd be for 2 days.
Oh, 2 days. I'd love to. When?
Oh, well, brilliant. Week after next. Tuesday, our anniversary, and the day after Wednesday, if that's all right.
Well, no problem at all.
Oh, brilliant. I've arranged for the time off for both of us, although Roy doesn't know about this yet. And I want to do something special for us. Remember how he took me to London, the big surprise?
Oh, yes. Oh, that was so sweet.
And I wanted to do something like that for him, really.
What had you in mind?
Well, it's a big secret, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Well, what I want to do is...
What?
Should there be a cow on your patio?
What? Oh, my goodness! What on earth is it doing there? Baby Spice!
Who?
Oh, belongs to the Grundys. They keep it over at Linda Snell's. What are you doing here, you stupid creature? Get off!
Oh, how did she get here?
Oh, well, I don't know and I don't care. Let's get rid of her. Let's get her off the terrace. Hayley.
Yes?
Hayley, stand there.
Where?
Well, just where you are, please.
Right.
And I'll drive her towards you and you turn her down into the garden.
How?
Oh, just stand there.
Right.
And she'll turn when she sees you.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure.
Oh, she's very big, isn't she?
Come on, you. Yeah. Come on. Move.
Oh,
move. Hayley, don't you move.
Oh.
Don't you move.
Oh, dear.
No, you'll be fine.
Oh.
Right. Now we need to get her into the field.
Right. The gate's closed.
Well, open it.
Okay.
I think she must have come in from the lane.
Well, can't we leave her to go back that way?
No, no, we can't. Right. I'll drive her towards you and yes. You turn her towards the gate.
Well, I'm not...
Hayley!
Yes?
Anybody think you've never seen a cow before?
Well, I've seen lots safely in fields. Look, you want me to stand where?
No, just there.
Right.
No, open the gate first.
Sorry.
Right. Ready?
Yes.
Come on, you. Move.
Oh,
move. She's on her way. Look, stay where you are. No, you stupid animal. The other way. The other way.
Oh, she's coming.
Oh, look at my lawn. She's ruining it.
Oh, dear.
Stand back, Hayley.
Yes.
Don't block the gateway.
No way.
As long as you don't frighten her.
Oh, me frighten her.
Oh, come on, Hayley.
I'm sorry, I'm doing my best.
Come on, you!
Ooh.
Move!
Ooh.
Move! God. She's on her way.
I can see!
Only just stay where you are!
I will!
Turn her there!
Oh. Turn! Turn! Gone!
Oh, no, not that way! Oh, stupid animal!
Ooh.
Oh, the flower beds!
Sorry!
Oh, look at the mess!
Sorry!
And now she's gone back on the terrace.
Oh, I'm not very good with cows.
Oh, well, it's not your fault. Oh, it's the Grundys. OK, leave her where she is. Limit the damage. I'll go and ring Eddie Grundy. Yeah. Get him over here.
OK.
Sure at 10p's, Mum. I'll sort it.
Hello, gorgeous.
Has it?
Pub's empty.
Well, I can see that.
Thought I'd probably do better this time of day.
Well, they saw you come in.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing here?
How's Ed?
That's not funny, Jazz. He was in a real state for ages. It really shook him up.
I wasn't to know that, was I?
Well, I told you before, you want to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. How do I get a drink?
I can't serve you. Mama goes spare.
Not even a lemonade, an apple juice.
Look to me like you've been on something anyway.
Nah, too early for me.
Look, I've nearly finished. Just give me a minute and then you can come upstairs or something.
Why?
Well, because if Mama Sid see you like this, you'll be barred.
Don't worry. I'll be the same old Jazzer as far as they're concerned.
Well, that's what worries me.
Fallon, I drink, Fallon, please.
All right, what?
Will you stand me?
What?
I'm skint.
Jazzer!
Please!
God, you think I'm really thick, don't you?
I know you're not.
Well, you'll have to wait. You can have a drink up in our kitchen.
I suppose that'll have to do. I'll come through then, shall I?
And you know we've got a rehearsal on Thursday night.
Do we?
It's important you be there and that you bring your brain with you. Oh, my God, that's Ed ringing. Where did I put it?
I'm so pleased you could get away.
Only chance of seeing you. I'm grabbing it.
No crisis, then?
No, everything is smooth as clockwork for a change. Everyone on time and no problems.
And now lunch in a decent restaurant.
Yeah, makes a nice change.
A chance to get away from Ambridge for an hour.
The watching eyes.
How are you?
Well, I saw Siobhan.
Yeah?
Yeah, she came into the cottage yesterday, looking for some papers she needed. She looked terrible. I thought she was ill at first.
Yes, I've noticed. She's not looking well.
You know, I suddenly felt sorry for her.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
It made me think. Should I be taking such a hard line over Brian Aldridge?
And should you?
I'd turn the other cheek. Not something I considered.
I know.
Haven't you ever felt like hitting anyone?
Not often.
But you have.
Yeah, of course I have. But it wouldn't solve anything.
I can't help thinking it would make me feel better.
Probably make things worse.
Anyway, when I saw how upset she was, I told her I decided not to name him in the divorce.
Did you? Well, I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, certainly made her feel better.
Jazzo, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You had your hand in the till.
No, I hadn't.
I saw you.
Hadn't.
What are you doing behind the bar, then?
Coming upstairs, like you said.
Sticking your hand in the till drawer.
Resisting temptation.
I can't believe it. You were nicking cash.
Stop it, Fallon.
That's what brought you in this morning.
What do you mean?
Looking for the chance.
What gives you that idea?
It was you.
What?
Last week.
What about last week?
It was you, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a tenner missing.
So what? Tenners go missing all the time.
When you're around.
You saying I stole it?
Yes, I am.
What does it matter anyway?
Jazzer, are you out of your mind?
What's a tenner?
Oh, you're being totally stupid.
What's stupid?
If Mum finds out or if Sid finds out, that's the end of Dross playing the bull upstairs.
Yeah, but they're not going to find out, though.
Jazzer, you don't do it, right? You don't nick stuff from here.
Look, you've lost it, Fallon. See ya.
Look at her. Oh, she's so smug. Looks as if she owns the terrace.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't help more.
Well, if you're not used to cows.
Oh, look, now she's eating the pot plants.
Oh, I'll have Eddie Grundy's gun. Where is he anyway? Oh,
never where you want him to be.
Hello.
Brian, at last.
Well, what's the matter?
Just look out of the window.
Oh, yeah, gosh, see what you mean. Huh? Hello, Hayley.
Hi. I'm sorry, I wasn't much help, Brian.
Don't worry, we'll manage.
We left her on the terrace to stop her doing any more damage, except to the pot plants.
Is it all right if I go then?
Yes, yes, off you go, Hayley. Right,
and it's still okay for the week after next?
Yes, of course.
Okay, thanks, bye.
What was that about?
Oh, let's get that car to the garden and then I'll tell you.
Well, how did she get here?
Well, up the drive, I suppose. Look at the mess she's made.
Okay, let's move her along.
The lawn, our beds.
Well, the gate's open, that's good.
Yeah, well, I got that far before Hayley went into hysterics.
Now, come on, you, come on. Take it easy now, off you go. Move! Move! Oh, God, she's stubborn.
I've already discovered that.
Move, will you? Willie, go on!
Take care, Brian, she's a bit skittish.
Get on with you!
Oh, Brian!
But like all the Grundy, she's mad. Come on, keep going. Keep going.
Oh, thank goodness.
There she goes.
Oh, lost.
Right. You say you called Eddie?
Yeah, well, I spoke to Clary. Eddie's over at Brookfield, and she said she'd chase him up.
Oh, well, look, here he is now.
Oh.
Right, Eddie. You're going to pay for every scrap of damage.
Oh, that was delicious.
Mm.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind eating here again.
I'll be eating away from home a bit more soon.
Oh, why's that?
Not in a place like this, of course. More a canteen, I suppose, and a conference centre.
You're going away?
I had a chat with the bishop, and he suggests that I go on retreat.
Oh, I see.
He even offered to let the diocese pay for it.
Well, that's nice.
Evidently, there's a place in the West Country which he says is ideal. Specialises in ministering to clergy.
Hmm.
And it's very tempting, a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And he thinks it might be the ideal place for me to think things through.
A bit of space.
That's right.
What?
He tells me that the house rules forbid us to talk shop and that there must be no ministering to other guests.
How long will you be away?
Sunday to Friday morning.
When?
Well, I haven't decided yet, but I agree with the bishop. It might be just what I need.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim. It's all right. It's no threat to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm being... No, it's a great idea, Janet, but... Well, wouldn't it be even better if we went away together?
Oh, you bet it would. But not yet. That'll come later. Right now, I need some time for myself, just to take stock.
It's birthday time.
There. That lot's out of the way.
Great. Does it need switching on yet?
Might as well. It's pretty full. Do you keep the tablets in here?
Yes. Well, Mum, what do you think of my cake?
It's wonderful. It's got to be the best one you've done yet.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I promise you. Have Phil and Elizabeth seen it?
No, not yet. I want it to be a surprise.
Isn't that all right?
Hi. Have you forgotten these?
Oh, put them in the sink. Then go in the next load.
OK.
And then you can go straight out.
Why?
It's supposed to be a surprise.
What? The cake.
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Must have taken hours.
It's lovely, Shula. Thank you.
Oh, it's all right. I enjoyed it, actually.
I love the two little figures holding the candle in the air.
Yes, Alistair found it in a shop in Felpersham.
Me and Dad?
Well, I did the simple arithmetic, and there's no way I could fit all those candles on the cake.
Probably wouldn't be able to blow them out if you did.
But you're not to let it burn for too long. Blow it out quickly, because Daniel wants it.
OK, I'll tell Dad. We'll need to cooperate to synchronise the puff.
How is Daniel?
Oh, I don't know, Mum. I don't know what to make of it. Alistair's handling it better than I am.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much.
No, it's all right, Mum. I don't mind Elizabeth knowing.
Sounds serious.
I rang Mum last night to tell her.
What?
Oh, Mrs. Newell, the head of Daniel's school, called me yesterday. She wants me and Alistair to go in and see her on Thursday.
Why?
It seems that Daniel is becoming difficult, is the word she used.
In what way?
He's been accused of bullying.
What? I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
Oh, that's what she says. And that's what she wants to see us about.
Daniel?
Yes. I can't believe it either. I know he's been having problems, but now Mrs. Newell says he's getting a reputation for bullying, and yesterday they say he pushed another boy down the steps.
It has to be someone else's fault.
Well, that's what I think. But we won't know until we've seen the head.
We've come to fetch you back to the party.
You've done enough in here for now.
Hey, look at that cake.
It's a work of art.
Yeah, we can't eat that, can we?
No, of course we can.
It should be put in a glass case and exhibited.
Well, thanks for the thought, but it's to be eaten, so I'm going to take it out to the wolves.
Is everything all right?
Mm, of course, why not?
Well, you all looked a bit serious when we came in.
A bit serious for a party, any road.
Oh, Shula was just talking about Daniel.
Oh, yes, poor little mite, how is he?
Oh, he's had a rotten time of it.
He's much better, really he is, but it is hard for him.
Oh, of course it is. Is he still having physio?
Yes, and it does help. I just wish he could run around properly at school and behave like a 7-year-old boy, that's all.
He'll get there, it'll pass.
I'm sure he will.
Well, Elizabeth, are you happy about being Ben's godmother?
Oh, absolutely delighted. The best birthday present I could have had.
Alistair's over the moon. I never imagined he'd take to being a godfather so enthusiastically.
Well, it's quite an honour, isn't it?
I think so.
Do you think Tim will feel the same when David and Ruth ask him?
I don't see why not.
In the circumstances.
I see what you mean, yeah.
Tim's a very good choice.
Oh, I'm not disputing that. It's just, well, you know.
He was so good to Ruth during the pregnancy.
And not just the pregnancy.
Exactly.
Have they asked him yet?
Not yet. They've invited him over on Friday.
Well, it might cheer the poor man up. I know how he feels.
Yes, he must be very low. Now, come on, let's drag you out of the kitchen.
That's right.
No, we'll be out in a minute. I suppose people are going to find out about Daniel soon enough.
I don't see why. I'm sure it's not as bad as you think, Shula.
They're probably right.
All children have their ups and downs at school.
I know. I can't help worrying, though, with it coming straight after the arthritis. Poor little chap.
That's natural. Of course you're worried.
We all are.
Yes, maybe so. But we're supposed to be having a party.
True. Come on.
Come on. I haven't got all night.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Where are you?
I'm at home in the office, so we can talk for once.
That's nice.
Oh, Siobhan, please, look, I haven't rung up to fight.
Changed your mind about coming to the clinic with me?
No.
No.
Well, you know I can't, it's just...
Yeah, too dangerous.
I'm sorry.
So, what have you phoned for?
Just to see how you are, that's all. When I saw you last, how are you looking after yourself?
I'm trying.
I'm sure you've lost a lot of weight.
You offering to buy my food now?
Oh, Siobhan.
I'm doing my best for the sake of the baby, but it's very hard when you keep being sick.
How much longer do you think that'll go on?
Ask the doctor, but it's as long as a piece of string, really. Some women feel better when they reach the second trimester.
And are you nearly there?
Getting nearer. It could stop any time, or it could go on.
I see.
It's just... I'm hanging on to the fact that there'll be a baby at the end of it all.
Yes, I'm sure.
Can you imagine it? A new little baby. Half yours.
I don't think I can. Not yet.
Well, that's honest, I suppose.
Well, it's different for a man. It's difficult to connect with the baby somehow before it's actually here.
You should know.
You, I mean, well, you're close to it right from the start. Do you see what I mean?
And I want it.
Has Tim... Have you heard from him?
I went round to the cottage on Sunday.
Why?
Just to pick up some medical stuff I'd left behind. Tim came in.
And? How was he?
Fine. He was... Well, we didn't row or anything. I got what I needed and I came away.
I see.
Is that where you phoned?
What?
To see if Tim was on the warpath.
I phoned because I wanted to hear your voice, if you want the truth. Because I miss you.
Do you?
I do.
I've never been so alone in my life.
Oh, Siobhan.
Sorry. Is there any chance of me seeing you?
I don't know. Look, I know things have been hard for you.
They have.
I want to see you. Really, I do. But my life can't just stop. I've got things to do.
You're busy.
I've got to go to Cambridgeshire. I told you about it.
Very exotic.
It's business. It's part of the hungry stuff.
I suppose there's no chance I could come with you.
What, do you think I haven't thought of that? It just isn't possible. I'll be spending the time with the boss of a packing company. Besides, it's just for the day.
I see.
But I promise you, Siobhan, I'll get to see you soon somehow.
How are we doing on the coffee front?
It's nearly ready. Oh, George takes sugar, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, there's a bowl in the cupboard over the fridge.
Right.
Oh, dear.
You've done wonders with Daniel Schuller. You do know that, don't you?
Oh, I don't know what I'd have done without Alistair.
He's super. I love to see them together.
Me too.
This thing at school will soon blow over.
I'm dreading seeing the head, though. I've never had to do it before.
She'll be fine. She's on your side, you know.
Yeah, they've always done really well for him. He's been so happy there.
It's this wretched arthritis, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Anyway, we'd better go through. I'll take the cake.
Fine. And this is a lovely party, Shula.
So you're not against it in principle?
Well, no, the way things are at the moment. And I've heard even some organic farmers aren't against it either.
I see.
I'm right, George, aren't I?
Well, I'm sorry.
I was saying some organic farmers aren't against importing organic produce. They think it might be a good thing.
Well, it might.
Can't see it myself.
Brian could be helping to develop the market.
Oh, I don't think that's how Pat and Tony see it.
Well, there's a case for it. The more organics there are available, the more the market will grow.
Well, I don't know. I'll stick to growing me own, I think.
Oh, how's the garden going at the police house?
Oh, it's really coming on. George has done wonders since we moved.
Well, I did all that digging over the winter.
I sit in the conservatory having my coffee, watching it develop. It's going to be lovely.
Oh, it's good to have the time to spend on it. I've got some nice-looking veg coming up under glass and the spuds are coming through well.
Hey, Here comes the cake.
Oh, clear a space for it, George. Come on.
Right, there.
Right. There it is.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Isn't it fab? Look, that's you and me holding up the candle. Last chance to admire it. It'll soon be in slices.
Isn't it lovely?
Well, I don't know how you found the time to do it, Shula.
Oh, in the still of the night when Daniel was in bed.
Does anyone want coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Please.
Oh, it's a shame Ruth and David had to go.
Well, when Heather phoned...
And David's got to get up at the crack of dawn as well.
Oh, he did look a bit tired.
It's amazing what you can do without sleep.
Are you going to miss Heather when she goes?
You certainly are. Here's yours, George. Oh. Sugar on the tray.
Hey, did you hear about Baby Spice over at Home Farm yesterday?
What do you mean? She's gone to Linda's paddock, hasn't she? Oh, thanks, love.
That's where she's supposed to be, yes.
Well, what happened?
Well, apparently the electric fence was switched off, so she went walkabout.
All over Jennifer's garden.
She made a real mess. They couldn't round her up. Oh, thanks, Jill.
Didn't they send Freddie?
Well, yes, but the damage was done by then.
So, Dad, have you enjoyed our party?
Oh, of course. And you've done a grand job, Shula.
Thanks, Dad.
I've always felt a certain... smugness, I suppose, in celebrating my birthday on St. George's Day.
Oh, talking of which, Phil, I'm potting up some annuals to plant out in the memorial garden. Red, white and blue flowers, eh?
Oh, good.
That's absolutely.
Well, I thought it'd be nice for the Jubilee. Mm. They should be ready just in time.
It's not just St. George's Day, you know?
No, it's Shakespeare's birthday as well.
I went on the net this morning. Aldebert, Bishop of Prague.
Oh?
And Priscina, Virgin.
Who?
Don't ask me, but this is their day too.
Well, now we know.
Oh, it's so sad Kenton couldn't make it in time, isn't it?
Yes, that would have been nice.
He's always enjoyed a party.
And a cake.
Oh, well, he'll be here tomorrow.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'll save him a slice or two.
I wonder how he is.
Well, I don't think he'll be his usual self. He sounded very down on the phone the other day.
Oh, poor little Meriel.
Mm. Tim and Siobhan, Kenton and Mel. Very sad.
We must do our best to help, that's all.
Well, now, Shula, I know your cake is spectacular, but...
Oh, yes, of course, it needs eating.
Yes.
You light the candle, then.
Here's the matches.
Oh, are you sure you don't want to do it, Elizabeth?
No, you go ahead. And don't let the candle burn for too long. Daniel wants it.
There.
Happy birthday, love.
And you, darling.
Right now, all together.
Oh, I'm going to sing it for you, Dad.
And I'll sing it for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dad. Happy birthday to you.
Will Kathy enjoy her date?
Oh, hello, Richard.
Hello, Kathy.
Hope you haven't been waiting long.
No, I was early. I didn't want to make a bad impression. Never keep a woman waiting.
No.
I was quite happy sitting here, having a few beers, build up my courage.
I know the feeling.
Here's the menu.
Oh, thanks.
What would you like to drink?
Oh, I'll have some wine, if I might, please. Dry, white.
OK. I don't drink wine. I'll stick to beer.
If that's what you want.
What do you think of the menu?
Oh, it looks good.
I collect menus.
Do you?
Oh, yes. One day, I'd like to have a menu from every restaurant in England.
Would you?
I always ask, of course.
We didn't get much chance to chat at the dinner.
No.
Too noisy.
Everybody enjoying themselves.
That was your first time, wasn't it?
To that group, yes. I've been to others. You?
Well, I'd been to that one a couple of times.
Trouble is, I always find it difficult in crowds.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, why is that?
I'm told I'm shy.
Are you?
Well, that's what my mum says.
Oh, well.
I'm much happier in a one-to-one situation.
Oh, so am I.
You say you've been a couple of times to these dinners?
Yes.
And you met no one interesting?
No, not really. Oh, not until I met you.
Same here.
That's good.
Brilliant.
Did you have far to come?
Distance is of no concern to me. Distance is part of my life.
It is.
Distance carries no fears for me. Had you far to come?
Oh, not far. Ambridge.
No distance at all.
I suppose not.
Have you heard of some of the journeys I've taken?
You travel a lot, do you?
Yes, yes, I do. And often. That's why I collect menus. Mementos. Shall we order?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, you haven't had a drink yet.
Well, we haven't had a waiter yet.
Oh, we'll see about that. Waiter!
Kentum, here you are at last.
Hello, Mum.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you again.
Mm. You know, just arrived. Dumped his luggage and wanted to get over here straight away.
I couldn't wait to see you and Dad.
Come on in.
Elizabeth's rung, Dad. He's on his way.
You have to see David, otherwise he'd be here.
Well, how are they all at Brookfield?
Oh, it's hectic. What with the baby and everything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's gorgeous, of course.
Sit down. Make yourself at home.
Oh, that's better. I could do with putting my feet up for a while.
How are things at Lower Loxley?
Oh, great. Like Shula says, I haven't been there long. I got a great welcome from the kids.
Sure, they're delighted to have you there.
Yeah, it was really good to see Elizabeth. All of you.
How is the flight?
Shall I make some tea or coffee?
Oh, would you, Shula?
Yeah, thanks, Shula. Coffee for me.
Right, on its way.
Glebe Cottage. I can't believe it.
Of course, this is your first time back since we moved.
I wondered why Shula didn't drive towards Brookfield. Had to remind myself that you didn't live there anymore. How'd you find it?
Oh, we love it.
It's a bit small, isn't it?
Life's much easier here, believe me. We're very happy.
Yeah, no, sure. No, it's just that, you know, when I think of you and Dad, I always picture you at Brookfield.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Positive.
And the flight was all right?
I'm tired. I haven't stopped moving for days.
No, I'm sure.
I'm just tired, Mum, that's all. I'm dying for that cup of coffee.
You said you like travelling.
It's my job.
Oh, right.
I'm a salesman. And you?
I manage the cafe and shop at Lower Loxley.
Where's that?
Near Ambridge.
That's nice.
What do you sell?
office supplies. But I specialise in staplers.
Staplers?
Yes.
The things you clip paper with?
Like everyone else, you take staplers for granted.
Oh, I don't mean to.
Staplers are much more than just a product, you know. They have an extraordinary history.
They have a history?
Well, of course they do. Everything has a history. Why shouldn't staplers have one?
Oh, I've no idea.
People are always surprised when I lecture.
You lecture on staplers?
Oh, yes, I do.
And people listen?
Of course. I find it fascinating. You see, back in the second half of the 19th century, the volume of paper generated in offices, and needing to be stored, increased hugely.
Did it?
And that, of course, created a demand for an efficient way to fasten the papers together.
I never thought of that.
People don't. Now, until about 1860, documents were fastened in a number of different ways. Stitched with needles and thread, strings, tapes, ribbons inserted through holes made with a sharp instrument, straight pins, glue, and so on.
Fascinating.
So between the 1860s and 1930s, staplers were developed to meet this demand.
Your father was sorry you missed the birthday party.
Yeah, I tried to make it, but, well, things got in the way. I bought him a present, though.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Kent and I must be getting back. I promised Daniel.
Oh, it's a shame we can't stay longer.
I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
We can run you back, Kenton.
Hello.
Oh, here he is now.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, Kenton. Oh, good journey.
Oh, you know.
You must be tired. It's a long flight.
Would you like some coffee, Dad?
No, thank you. I had my fill over at Brookfield.
Right. Well, in that case, I'll leave you all to it. See you tomorrow, Kenton.
Yeah, if I'm awake.
You'll drive Kenton to Lower Loxley, won't you, Phil?
Oh, yes, of course.
Bye, Dad. Bye, Mum.
Good night, darling.
Night, Shula.
How's David?
Oh, he's fine.
On top of things up there, then?
Well, he's having a hard time. Bert's been off sick, shingles.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, and the silage needs to come in next week, so he's a bit pushed.
I suppose Ruth's out of the frame at the moment.
She's doing what she can, but there's not much let up.
Dad, happy birthday. I got you this.
Oh, well, thanks.
I'm sorry I couldn't be at the bash.
Oh, never mind.
You all had a good time, I hear?
Yes, it was very nice. Oh. Oh, how interesting.
It's a back scratcher.
Yes, I can see that.
The oldest eyelid tool we know of was a handheld device patented in 1858.
Ooh. 1858. Wow.
It punched holes in the paper. Eyelets were inserted through the holes. The device then clinched them.
Amazing. Listen, Richard, I'm going
and
to have
by the mid-1860s, they developed paper fastening machines that could insert and clinch the eyelet.
Yeah, I'm sorry to
then interrupt, Richard. Then in 1866, but... George W. McGill patented brass paper fasteners. In 1867, he patented a press designed to punch holes in paper so that fasteners could be inserted by hand.
I'm getting desperate, Richard.
The first desktop machines, for instance, are designed to fasten papers with metallic staples. Well, paper...
Richard!
Sorry?
I need to go to the loo.
Oh, right. Fine. Yes, of course.
I won't be long.
Hello, Kathy's house.
It's me.
Oh, Kathy, is everything all right?
How's Jamie?
Oh, fine, sound asleep.
Listen, will you do me a favour?
Yes, I can.
I'm calling on my mobile from the toilets in the restaurant. I need help.
What's wrong?
Oh, I know why this man's a lonely heart. It's a wonder he's still alive. It's made me think there might be a worse fate than being single.
What's going on?
I can't tell you now. Listen, will you ring me on my mobile?
Yeah, all right. An emergency, is it?
An escape, more like. Give me 5 minutes, OK?
That's a deal.
Thanks. Bye.
I mean a back scratcher.
Unusual.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
From Australia?
Might be. But to me, it's got airport shop written all over it.
It's a thought that counts.
I don't know what got into him. I mean, do I usually spend my days scratching me back?
He means well.
Yeah, doesn't he always?
He looks very down, doesn't he?
Well, in the circumstances, I'm not surprised.
I don't quite know how to broach the subject.
No. Doesn't look as if he wants to talk about it.
Maybe it's a bit soon. It does look pale.
So did we after that journey.
I just want to know how Meriel is. We don't even know when he saw her last. And when we mentioned Ben, he seemed, well, less than enthusiastic.
It's going to be difficult for him to talk about it.
Of course it is.
I shouldn't push it.
No.
Ah, what do you think?
Yeah, you've got it looking really nice.
Well, there wasn't much to do. Sure, and Alistair had made it lovely. Mm.
Thanks for the back scratcher.
That's nice, isn't it? It's a monkey's hand.
What?
Yeah, the skeleton of a monkey's paw.
Is it?
A real one?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
How are you coping, darling?
Oh, all right, you know.
Yes, you say that, but I...
I'm fine.
Kenton, we're bound to be worried about you.
I know. I just need a bit of space, that's all. I'm tired, jet-lagged, whatever you like to call it. And I've got some thinking to do. But it's really good to be home.
Some of these devices held only one preformed wire staple at a time and had to be loaded each time they were used.
Larry, come on.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. Do go on.
But what's really interesting is the first stapling machine with a magazine that held a supply of preformed wire staples that were fed automatically to the staple driving mechanism was patented in 1878.
Good gracious.
Then there was a desktop machine that formed staples from wire loaded on a spool. Now, this was paid...
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Hello?
It's me.
Oh, hi, Clary.
I'm making the call.
Oh. Oh, really?
Eh?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Eh?
Oh, no, I'll be there at once. Bye. I'm sorry, Richard. I've got to run.
But I haven't finished telling
you... No, that was my babysitter. There's been a crisis at home.
Babysitter?
Yes, my son, Jamie. I'm so sorry, Richard. I'll have to go.
I didn't know you had a child.
Well, we've both learned something tonight then, haven't we, Richard? Good night.
Shula and Alistair meet Daniel's head teacher.
I always feel nervous sitting in the head teacher's office. Ever since I was at school, I've never seemed to have lost it.
Oh, it's pretty daunting.
That's the word. I feel about 10 years old again. Mind you, I always feel about 10 years old.
What's keeping her?
Oh, Shula, take it easy. She'll be in a minute.
Yeah, I know. What's Daniel doing?
He's fine. He's in the library. Secretary's keeping an eye on him.
I just can't believe it, Alistair.
I know.
Daniel would never bully anyone.
Darling, please, we must deal with this calmly. Let's hear the full story, then we'll know what to do.
Oh, sorry to keep you.
That's okay.
You can imagine what it's like. Crises pop up all the time.
I'm sure they do.
And don't worry about Daniel. Miss Fellows is keeping an eye on him. I thought it would be best to talk without him being here, if that's all right with you.
Yes, that's fine.
Of course. Now, you both understand why you're here.
Yes, we do.
I just can't believe...
It's all right, Julie.
Alistair, it's not.
Look, I know this is very difficult for you, Mrs. Hepton Lloyd. Daniel, in the main, has been a very good boy. He's hardly ever in trouble, so his recent behaviour is quite out of character.
Which is why I don't understand what's supposed to have happened. You're sure that it was Daniel who was at fault?
I think what Shula means...
It's all right, I understand. However, the fact remains that recently Daniel has been driving all his friends away.
Why should that be? I simply don't understand it.
Well, he's been finding it difficult to adjust since coming out of hospital.
Of course he has, but he'd never push another boy down the steps.
I'm afraid that's what happened.
Isn't it possible the other boy is lying?
I'm afraid not. A teacher saw the whole thing, and she tells me that the other boy was lucky to get away with just bruising. It could have been a lot worse.
What does Daniel say?
He said the other boy made fun of him and then pushed past him.
There, you see?
Shula, whatever the provocation, Daniel's reaction was out of order.
Yeah, I know,
the main point is how do we move on from here? The incident has happened, and for Daniel's sake, we must all learn to cope with it. From now on, we must pitch everything towards helping him.
What had you in mind?
Well, I think the simplest way is to give Daniel targets to aim for, goals to achieve.
What sort of targets?
Well, any problems there are seem to be happening during break times.
Yes, he finds it very hard not being able to chase around like the others.
So we at school are going to give him a sticker for every playtime he manages without trouble. Teachers and dinner supervisors will keep a special eye on him and praise him when things go well.
I see.
I've already had a serious talk with him about the incident the other day. Did he tell you?
No, not a word.
We'll talk to him about it at home.
What I said was that it could have hurt the other little boy very much. I made it clear to him that we can't have behaviour like that in school.
What did he say?
He was upset. My feeling is that he was genuinely sorry.
Oh, dear.
Is there anything we can do at home?
Oh, absolutely. For example, if he comes home each day with 3 stickers on his jumper, you can reward him in some way. Make a weekly star chart, that sort of thing. With a treat at the end of it.
Right. Well, we can do that.
And if you could back us up with a talk about how dangerous the incident was.
Oh, yes, of course.
Then I'm sure Daniel will be back to his normal, lovely self very soon. You mustn't worry too much about it. He's had a very tough time recently.
Yes. Well, thank you.
We're grateful to you. Thanks.
It's open. Oh, Kathy, come in.
Hi. I've just come to thank you properly for last night. Oh, and to give you this book. It's got a lot of recipes that you can make with milk.
Oh, thank you. Sit down.
Oh, thanks.
You looked exhausted when you got home, then. What with Jamie waking up?
Yeah, I know. He soon settled down, though.
A cup of tea?
Oh, yeah, please. How are things with you?
Oh, you know, usual stuff. Brian Aldridge called round, gunning for Eddie, makes a change, eh?
Why?
Oh, on Monday, Baby Spice escaped from Linda Snell's. She gatecrashed the Aldridge's garden, she chewed up the lawn, trampled on the flower beds, broke some fancy flower pot, caused an earthquake for all I know.
Oh, dear.
And they are very angry.
Oh, I can imagine. A hooligan cow vandalising their lovely garden.
Well, Eddie said he'd take care of it, repair the damage, sort it all out.
I suppose he had to.
Well, of course he had to. Point is, will he?
What do you mean?
Well, he promised to start on Tuesday. Didn't turn up. Ain't been near the place since.
And where is he?
How do I know? Not up at home farm, that's for sure. Ah, he's off with Joe somewhere, playing with their ferrets.
Well, how did the cow get out?
Electric fence had been switched off. Mm. So now, of course, they're blaming each other for that. Plus, Eddie's sulking because Oliver Sterling won't let him supply the soda for the barn down.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Some days I just dream of having a dull moment. Maybe a man who's obsessed with staplers might be a blessing.
Oh, you wouldn't say that if you sat with him in a restaurant.
Was it really as bad as all that?
Worse. Tell you, he's not shy when it comes to staplers. I mean, the man knows everything about staplers that needs to be known and more. He sells them, he collects them, he lectures on their history.
No.
I mean, a stapler? Something that sticks pieces of paper together. Imagine living with that.
Well, it sounds a sight more peaceful than some of the things I has to live with.
Oh, come on, there's no comparison. At least there's a bit of life around the place with your lot. Clary, he collects menus from restaurants.
My lot. They let cows out to ruin gardens. The smell of ferrets, the stink of cider. Oh. They're never in when you want them. And if Brian Aldridge catches them, they're dead. No, a man clicking staples into sheets of paper sounds like heaven.
Not for me.
Collecting menus.
Would you believe it? That's his hobby. Staplers are his job.
You are right. That might be going too far. Has he rung?
No, I'm very glad to say.
Where is he yet?
Well, you know, Jazzy will be here.
He better be. Well, we've got to be good at this party. Dinah's brother's coming. He runs a bar in Felpersham. He might book us for some gigs.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, so we need to practice, Ed. We need to keep practicing.
We're doing all right.
We can do better.
Yeah.
Mum's been getting some gigs too. She's persuaded Oliver Sterling to let her revive the Midnight Walkers for the band.
The Midnight Walkers?
9 o'clock walkers nowadays, Mum says. It's going to be a big night for her.
Who wants to go barn dancing?
Oh, lots of people. And Mum might let us play at the wedding if we're good enough.
I don't like weddings.
It's going to be a wicked party, though. Great food. Kirsty and Tom have volunteered to do our gross.
What, roast a pig?
Yeah, and a spit. And a barbecue.
Oh, sounds good. Might be up for that.
I feel like roasting Jazz on a spit. Oh, time's running out.
Yeah, he's been a bit stupid these days, Jazz.
Yeah, I know why that is. It's probably what he's doing now.
Just hope he keeps away from the ketamine. I mean, it's weird, that stuff.
What do you expect from horse tranquilizer?
I'll tell you, Fallon, I thought I was dying. I was terrified just last time I'd do that stuff.
Good. If only we could get Jazz to do the same. Hey, do you know what I caught him doing?
What?
Nicking cash from the till.
You're kidding.
Straight up.
You can't be serious.
No, I came back and caught him and he nicked a tenner last week.
He never gives up, does he?
It's not funny, Ed. It could get serious. We could get chucked out of the bull upstairs.
Oh, right.
Huh. Well, never mind dropping Kirsty in it.
Yeah, I'll take your point.
Now he's going to mess up the party.
Is that level?
Yeah, it looks like it to me.
Well, hold it then and I'll screw it on.
Right. Oh,
poor Daniel.
Yeah, it's hard, I know.
Do you think they understand at school about the arthritis and everything?
Yes, I do. I thought you was really good.
You just never think it of your own child, I suppose.
He's not a bully, Shula. You know he's not.
No, I know he's not. But what about all the kids at school? Even Jamie doesn't want to come and play.
Now, what they're doing at school is stopping it before it starts. You just got to find out that hitting out is not the answer. And Jamie will play with him again. Kids forget these things. Hi, Daniel. All right?
Yeah.
See this pin board your mum and I put up on the wall?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's for?
No.
Come here and I'll tell you. Right. Now, you know we've talked to Mrs. Newell.
Yeah.
Well, she told us about you pushing the boy down the steps.
I didn't,
Daniel.
Just a minute. A teacher saw you, Daniel, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well?
Wasn't my fault.
You could have hurt that boy quite badly. You know that, don't you? You do, don't you?
Yeah.
That's all right, sweetheart.
Do you want to tell us what's been going on at school?
No.
You haven't been very happy, have you?
No.
Because you've been ill?
What do you think?
You're all horrid to me.
Well, you might have been a bit horrid yourself. You didn't want to go back to school. Your legs hurt, remember?
Yeah.
It isn't easy sometimes coming back after being ill, but you're getting better, aren't you? Every day you're a bit better.
Yeah.
So, what's been going on at school with your friends?
Are they rude to you?
They call me names.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
Of course you don't like it.
What does it make you want to do?
Nothing.
Well, you ignore them, do you?
Sometimes.
And other times?
I want to hit them.
Do you hit them?
Sometimes.
Oh, darling.
We're only trying to help.
There's a good boy.
It's all right. I know this is hard, but when the other kids make fun of you, the best thing to do is to walk away.
But they follow me.
So you find a teacher or a dinner lady and stick with them for a bit. Will you try?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We'll make you a special star chart. You can have a star for every day you don't get into trouble at school. And you can have a treat at the end of each week.
Yeah, maybe even a big treat after a month.
Is there anyone you can play with at the moment, at school?
Sarah was nice to me today.
Well, you could play with her for a bit, if you like.
Yeah.
But no more hurting people, OK? Doesn't help anyone. Hasn't made you feel any better, has it?
No.
Right. Well, I'll boot up the computer then and let's make a really funky chart to stick on the board. We'll find some good clip art.
Yeah, you do that. We love you, Daniel. Whatever happens.
We do. You're a star. So let's make a chart and pin you up on it.
Brian comes to the rescue.
Tony, you got more problems?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Oh, thanks for stopping.
Well, I was hardly going to drive on by. So what is it this time?
Oh, I'm not sure. I was coming up the hill, nice and steady. All of a sudden, I didn't have any electrics.
You checked the battery connection?
Oh, I'm just about to do that.
It's probably shaking itself loose. I imagine a lot of things shake themselves loose on this thing.
You'd be surprised. It's actually a very smooth ride.
Oh, I'll take your word for it.
Oh, you ought to come out with me for a spin sometime.
Oh, thanks. I'm not sure I could take the excitement.
Well, it's nothing like it. The sense of speed you get, it's fantastic.
When you're doing about 35, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. I get all that stuff from Tom and Pat.
How are the terminals looking?
Well, they seem okay. Nothing loose as far as I can see.
So it's not the battery connection?
Maybe I'll whip the leads off, give them a quick clean.
You won't take too long, will you?
A couple of minutes, that's all.
Well, I'm rather keen to get home. It's been a longish day.
Where have you been?
Over to Cambridgeshire. Fair old drive there, I can tell you.
Business?
Yeah. I've been to see a veg packing company. Organic spuds, mostly.
Oh, yeah. your Hungarian venture.
Well, I need to get them packed somewhere. Would I give these people a try?
So, it's all going ahead, then?
Yeah, hopefully. Told the crop's looking pretty good at the moment.
But it's a long time till harvest.
Want me to put you down for a few bags?
I don't think so, thanks.
Well, you ought to think about it. They'll work out a lot cheaper than growing your own.
Yeah, I bet they will.
Use them in those veggie boxes of yours. You'll bring the cost down, leaving you a bigger margin.
Well, margin isn't everything.
Oh, good Lord, I wish I could afford to sell that.
Go on, move, you stupid thing.
It's corroded, isn't it?
I think it's shifting.
Look at the state of it. No wonder you're not getting a decent contact.
I've been meaning to clean them up for ages. Never seemed to get round to it.
He surprised me. Thought you'd have it back in showroom condition by now.
Oh, if only I had the time.
Well, make the time. And what's the point of having the entire family working in the business if you're not going to take things more easily?
I know. But it never seems to work out that way. Do you know, we're growing over 20 different kinds of veg for the shop.
If you're going to stretch yourself in a dozen different directions.
Well, the idea is to get closer to our customers. Local food, organic, value-added, and all that sort of thing.
Very commendable.
That's why it really gets me when...
Yes?
God, well, never mind.
When someone like me comes muscling in.
Well, since you put it that way, yes, it does, actually.
I knew it.
What you're doing is undermining the entire organic market. You do realise that?
Yeah, I know. And putting a dozen decent organic growers out of business, I've heard it all before.
So maybe you can understand why Pat and I get a bit hot under the collar.
It's nonsense, you know it.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Remind me to tell you about market economics sometime. And I don't think this is quite the moment, do you?
Maybe not.
Let's concentrate on getting this car of yours back on the road, shall we? I'm looking forward to my supper.
There we are, Ben. How's that? Is that a smile I see?
Not on my face, it isn't.
What's happened?
That was Frieda. Bert's had a relapse, taken to his bed again.
Oh, no.
Doesn't know when he'll be back. So that's it for the milking. All down to me.
Well, at least you've got Eddie a couple of mornings a week.
Well, not with the milking, I haven't.
No, but you can take a lot of other stuff off your hands. There we go, young man. You go with your dad.
Yeah, come on, let's have a look at you. That's right. Well, you look pleased with yourself anyway, didn't you? Yeah, let's see if we can cheer Tim up now, eh?
We've seen it all happen before. It makes me sick.
Yes, all right, Tony.
I mean, organic milk. There used to be a decent premium a couple of years back, remember?
Are you going to connect up those leads?
Yeah, I'm just about to do it.
Good. I'd rather like to get home sometime tonight.
Now, I know you don't like hearing about this, but it's a fact.
Oh, is it?
What happened was the supermarket started importing cheaper stuff. And in no time flat, we didn't have a premium anymore.
That's right. Market forces, in case you haven't heard.
So you don't have any conscience about what you're doing?
Listen, we're talking about organic veg. Something that's been undersupplied in this country for years. And I happen to be making it affordable to a lot more people instead of a wealthy elite. Am I supposed to be ashamed of that?
Oh, I see. It's a social service.
It's a business.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be making yourself a fair bit in the process. Let's not forget that.
And why not? I mean, it's not exactly risk-free, you know, farming out there.
No?
No. Let me tell you about it. Every summer, the entire region gets bait to a frazzle. So if you don't get your irrigation sorted out, you're on to a loser straight away.
Oh, I'm sure you've got it all under control.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Look, Tony, should we just concentrate on getting this car fixed?
Yeah, I'll give the engine a try, shall I?
You do that.
Right, fingers crossed, then.
The next time I see you in trouble at the roadside, remind me not to stop.
He seemed pleased, didn't he?
Cheered him up no end.
I thought he wasn't going to accept at first.
It's sad he feels that he has to leave Ambridge.
Yeah. Why does he?
What else can he do?
Well, I know that's the way he feels, but what I mean is, why does he have to be the one to leave?
Oh, we don't know about Siobhan. Maybe she's leaving too.
And then, as if he hadn't got enough in his plate, we ask him to be Ben's godfather. Didn't we, Ben?
He took some persuading, though.
Yeah, as if all godparents lived next door to their godchildren.
Best thing we could have done. Made him feel wanted.
Yes, I think you're right.
I'm going to miss him. He took good care of me.
Hey, I know, love. But look. Look at that lovely little face snoozing away there. There's Tim's real reward.
And ours.
No wonder he's gone away with a smile on his face. God dad to this little fella. I'd smile myself if somebody asked me.
You his dad.
It's not the same thing, though, is it? Godfathers don't get up in the middle of the night.
Neither do you.
Oh, sorry.
I should hope so. You do get up to do the milking and all that.
Well, have no doubts, my darling. I am the happiest man in the world. Even if I do have the odd moan.
The odd moan? You never stop.
Ha! Right, that's it. I am taking Ben up to his cot where I can have a sensible conversation.
Thanks, George. Bye.
Hello.
Oh, Brian. Darling, I didn't expect you home so early.
It's late enough.
Oh. Mm. Are you all right?
I'm exhausted. I passed Tony on the Felbersham Road. His MG'd broken down again.
Oh, not again.
I ended up towing him home.
Oh, poor old you. Oh, sit down and I'll make you a cup of coffee. Or perhaps you prefer a drink.
Coffee will be fine, thank you.
Well, I'll go and get it.
I wouldn't have minded, but he took the chance to lecture me about the wickedness of organic imports.
Oh, how did the meeting go?
Oh, it was fine. Yeah, I was pretty impressed, I must say. It's a fairly professional outfit.
Oh, that's good.
I still haven't been able to get a hold of the farm manager in Hungary. Need to check on the irrigation.
Well, there's time yet.
Well, soon slips away. Anyway, I could have done without the lecture from Tony, I know that.
Oh, he's got such a cheek, after you were helping him out and everything.
Getting all holier than thou about the organic venture. Bending my ear about being the cynical entrepreneur, driving out all the proper, decent organic farmers.
Oh, what started him on that, then?
Oh, Lord knows. Let's face it, he's always had a chip on his shoulder.
Our friend was saying the other day that a lot of organic farmers are pleased about it. They can see that it stimulates the market.
Oh, Tony doesn't like sullying his hands to make money. And he hates the idea that other people might be doing it too.
Oh, dear. George has just been on the phone.
What do you want?
Oh, trying to generate momentum against the development.
Momentum?
Yeah, he's worried in case it's grinding to a halt.
Well, is it grinding to a halt? I thought everyone's still full of energy.
Well, Siobhan provided some of that energy.
Yes, I suppose she did.
But now she's moved.
Yes.
I wish there was something we could do.
About what?
About the development.
Oh, I see. Well, there's something I can do.
What?
Ring Lillian. Would you make me that cup of coffee?
Darling, I am so sorry. I forgot.
Has Eddie been?
Well, what do you think? I've run so many times, I feel guilty. Poor old Clary.
I'll chase him up tomorrow. I'll have him round here if I have to drag him.
Hello?
Lillian.
Brian.
Can't you sound in good form?
Not bad. To what do I owe the pleasure?
You having a good time there? Can you spare me a minute?
Of course I can. For you, darling. What is it?
A new housing development here in Ambridge.
Oh, no, I've suddenly run out of minutes. Oh,
don't hang up, Lillian, please. Please, I've got a proposition.
Yes, and I've got one too, darling, pouring himself another drink.
Hello, darling.
No, it's nothing, darling, it's just a joke. So, Brian, what's the proposition?
I want to buy the ransom strip from you.
What do you mean, buy it?
Oh, come on, Lillian, buy it. Money up front.
How much money are we talking about?
Well, I mean, obviously, that'll be up for negotiation. But it's a better deal than Matt Crawford's offering you. It's solid cash, Lillian. It's guaranteed. What's Matt offering you? A fluctuating sum of money depending on whether the venture is a success or not.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
There's no argument. It's solid versus fluid. Come on. What do you say?
I'm thinking.
Come on, what's there to think about?
Don't rush me. So, looking at it another way, if I go with you, I lose the land. If I stay with Matt, I keep it.
Well, I accept that, but you must have a price. I mean, just name it.
You're pressing, aren't you?
Come on, Lillian, stop messing around.
No, you let me think about it.
Well, I think you'd be daft to let an offer like this go.
Well, you just give me time and I'll come back to you.
All right, then.
But listen to me, Brian. If I go your way, it'll cost you. So I don't want any exclamations of outrage.
And you won't get them.
But I'm not committing myself in any way, okay?
Yes.
Well, I'll call you.
Jenny?
Here we are.
Oh, thanks.
You've spoken to her?
Yes.
And?
I think I might have sorted it.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful. What have you done?
Well, I think you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, Brian.
Just leave it with me, as they say.
Oh, all right. But you'll have to tell me sooner or later. Oh, by the way, I bumped into Kenton today.
Oh, how is he?
Miserable. Unhappy he's broken up with Mel, I suppose.
Oh, there's a lot of it about.
Oh, isn't there just... I asked him if he'd been to see Ben yet.
Had he?
No. And I get the impression he doesn't want to either, so he's deliberately staying away.
Why do you think that?
I suppose it's because he's just been parted from his own baby.
Mariel, right.
Yes. Any marriage breaking up is bad. But when there's a family involved, it's terribly sad.
Archers was written by Rio Fanning and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davies and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.